With the District 8 Councilman Ron Nirenberg running for mayor, a new face will represent the thousands of people living in parts of Northwest San Antonio. These include residents living near Northwest Military Highway and Fredericksburg Road. Manny Pelayas and Cynthia Brim received the top two places in the May election to secure a spot on the runoff. Pelayas is an attorney.
I'm a dad, as I mentioned. I'm a husband, I'm a lawyer, I own a business, and I've dedicated my career to helping out homeowners, homeowners associations, nonprofits. I'm the general counsel for the Battered Women and Children's Shelter.
Cynthia Brim is retired from a 30-year career in marketing and advertising.
Every company I've ever worked for, I was in the top three, if not the number one representative. And I'm one of those type A personalities that is results-oriented, that really wants to get out there and serve the people.
On Monday's edition of The Source, the candidates debated on topics ranging from transportation to a still-pending fire union contract and even national issues. The city of San Antonio has received some backlash on the proposed change to the Alamo as part of its master redevelopment plan. Cynthia Brim says she would have voted to leave the Alamo as is.
Some of the things that they're doing, like wanting to put it in a glass sidewalk and a glass wall. A lot of residents have complained about not wanting that. So I think we all need to get actively involved and, you know, speak out about what it is that we do want and what we don't want.
Manny Pelayas says the plan is ambitious and would have supported it.
So long as the Alamo is being honored and enhanced, I'm okay with it. And I like the plan. I think it's very forward thinking.
One caller asked about Facebook comments made by Brim in 2015 about refugees.
There's been a lot of allegations saying that Ms. Brim made some, you know, pretty harsh comments towards Syrian refugees on Facebook. Me and my neighbors, we really want to get clarification on that. You know, how do you really feel about that situation?
District 8 has the highest number of refugees in the city. Brim said her comments were in reference to the Obama administration accepting more into the U.S.
President Obama decided that he wanted to go ahead and let everybody in, whether there were terrorists in them or not. So as a citizen, I said, no, send them back. No, don't. I'm concerned about the Americans that are here and their safety.
Pelayas says District 8 is one of the most diverse districts in the city.
The three large mosques are in District 8. Those people are related to many of these refugees, and they can tell you that some of these people are escaping the worst of the worst conditions on the planet, being gassed, being shot, being beheaded. And to come here and be unwelcomed by what would arguably be one of the next city leaders is just abhorrent.
Brim countered that Pelayas was trying to spin her comments and pot-shotting to get a reaction out of her.
He's a lawyer. You know, you can take anything and you can say the sky is blue and he can say, oh, no, it's blue-green. You can take anything out of context, okay? And I stand by what I said and he can say what he wants.
I don't think that bringing up dignity and respect issues is irrelevant pot-shotting. I think it speaks to character.
Texas Public Radio received several emails asking for clarification on comments made by Brim, including one on the highway system.
We are a unique city that is positioned within the continental United States. We're the only city that has two major thoroughfares that goes through the city, 10 and I-35. So that's very unique.
Brim mentioned this twice on Monday. However, many major cities, including some in Texas, like Houston and Dallas, have two or more interstate highways running through them. When asked about social issues, Brim also claimed the state of North Carolina felt no impact from the backlash on the state's bathroom bill.
In North Carolina, it didn't impact them when they enforced the bathroom bill there.
It didn't impact them?
It didn't. No.
Okay.
It did not.
North Carolina lost NCAA playoff games as a result of the bathroom bill. Parts of that law have been repealed, and Texas is on track to pass similar legislation. District 8 is one of seven races in a runoff during the election that is already reshaping the San Antonio City Council. Early voting begins May 30th. Election Day is June 10th. Joey Palacios, Texas Public Radio News.